Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We started the show today talking about Thanksgiving, but basically we were just having an argument. Like,
yeah,
who's right, who's wrong.
A lot of yelling. You threw something at me. You threw a book at me.
I did not. But now, like, the real deal, whether you want to talk about it or not, Bill, it's definitely happening. I guess what you were focused on is you hate when people focus on the menu.
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah.
All right.
There's more to it. Yeah.
We have our good friend Akilah Easter in the studio. She's a lifestyle expert, etiquette coach. Welcome back, Akilah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
How are you? Nice to see you again.
Excited. And you know this holiday season, so I'm getting real excited.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that during the holiday season, probably etiquette comes more into play than any other time of the year, wouldn't you think?
That's when you're anticipating the worst etiquette, probably.
Yeah.
You have all those, you know, all of your different relatives and you know who's going to do what. So
yes,
you're trying to anticipate that. Yeah.
Yep.
You have to get mentally ready for the holidays.
Tell Akilah about the sign you saw at your party because I'm
Uh-oh.
Doing this.
All right. So not last weekend, but the weekend prior. I was at a party that said there was a sign up when you entered the party that said no political discussion, the word politics, and then a Ghostbuster sign was put in there.
Okay.
And at first I thought to myself, that's ridiculous. We're adults. If we
right.
want to discuss politics, we can. But the mere fact that everybody had very differing opinions probably played out better that we didn't talk about
right.
politics,
right?
Right?
You may
what
not
you
like
think?
People when you leave that
yes.
day. I mean, especially with the political realm that we're in right now.
Yes.
You could polarize people. And especially if it's like your first time at this place,
mm-hmm.
people are going to form opinions about you. And that's just human nature. And that's I do talk about don't speak on sex, money, and politics.
Maybe religion
right.
too, maybe. Well,
religion, yes. Religion yeah. as well. Because religion is just as strong as politics nowadays
yeah.
and everybody has their own personal opinion but I think the dialogue needs to be this is how I feel, I'm not trying to offend you
mm-hmm.
and if you can have open discussions like that, of course, you know, the
you
world
can't.
Would be a better place
but
you can't
right.
so I kind of like the idea of your sign, which I might want to put
that.
In my wreath as you're walking in the front door.
Add all of those. Add religion. Add all those different things and see what people say.
But what happens if somebody still says, so I was watching,
right.
you know.
Can I answer that?
Yes.
Because somebody at the party did start to talk about it and they were one of the girls whose party it was
mm-hmm.
took him by the wrist to the sign and pointed at the sign and the discussion ended.
In case you didn't see this.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I curve the conversation. I would, you know, make it a very short, brief response and
mm-hmm.
say, you guys remember we weren't going to discuss politics, so let's talk about what we're going to be thankful for the holiday season.
Right.
Yeah, then they can't say anything. They
right.
feel bad.
Right.
Are there some things we shouldn't do aside from talking politics? Are there some things I really want my kids to have good manners, and thank
right.
God they do at Thanksgiving. Because typically we don't eat in the dining room and don't have all the tables set beautifully.
Right.
When they're in that situation, thank God they know to put their napkin on their lap,
right.
which is good in front of Grandma and Papa.
Don't chew with your mouth open.
Yeah.
And one of my pet peeves, I see people licking their fingers. Like, if it's like, ooh, it's good. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Hmm.
Don't touch my hand. Don't shake my hand. You know, those
what about licking your plate? Is that bad?
Come on, Wendy. You're hurting my feelings.
What about licking other people's fingers? If you
know,
that? You
know,
don't want to do that,
you know?
Do you? No.
One thing, if you're showing up to somebody's house, don't show up empty-handed.
Yeah.
I know the traditions probably bring wine, flowers even. But even if you bring flowers, make
yeah.
it easy for the host or hostess and have a vase available. Don't make them have to search on how they're going to put it in water. Have
right.
everything prepared for them. You want to make it easy for them.
All right. Let's say you're invited to some sort of a get-together and they say, be here at 3 o'clock. What time do you really want to show up?
2:45.
You say
early?
I sit
in the parking lot. I'll sit outside and then I'll probably walk in at like 3:05. I'm just weird like that, though. But you probably don't want to show up too early because they're still getting their house together.
Yep.
I can't tell you how many times we've had something at the house and we say it
yeah.
starts at 7 and people come in at 6:15 or 6:30.
That's
no,
not
I wouldn't let them
good.
In.
Well,
no.
it depends on how far, like sometimes when people live far away, they leave out early, but no.
Yeah.
Then stop
I wouldn't
at a
walk
place
to,
for a drink somewhere
yeah,
and kill
to accommodate.
Some time.
Or drink in the car, you know.
A parked
yes,
car
yes,
a parked
in
the
yes,
back
sorry,
seat.
Sorry, my bad, yeah. But you don't want to show up at the house before the time of the event.
I think I think it's just as bad, if not worse, to come a little bit early than it is to come a little bit late.
Oh, yeah,
everybody's
going to
filter
Definitely.
In late. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And some people have social anxiety where they like to show up late to where they're not the first people there.
Right.
Right. And weird
right.
conversation like, do you need help? Or
well, somebody said
it?
This. Speaking of that, you never want to be the first to arrive and you never want to be
the
last to leave.
Last to leave.
Right?
That's what my mom always told me.
Yeah. It's true.
But she said it with nightclubs. She said, you never want to be there when the lights are coming on.
Right. Because then you see what people really look like.
Yes.
You guys, I have to share this text that we just got from a listener. And Akilah Easter, lifestyle expert and etiquette coach, you are the one to field this because this is a doozy. You ready?
Okay.
I'm not even given the area code just because I don't want to reveal anything.
We won't trace this one.
But if someone's listening, I don't want to do it. It says, my sister-in-law called me Tuesday and said she does not want my family at her dinner, but we are welcome for dessert.
What?
So what do we do? Wow. Do we show up?
No, you don't show up.
I wouldn't go to that.
I wouldn't go.
That's not a welcome. You're not welcome. That's not a welcome.
No.
So I would not go. And I'm real petty. I would have an event where I said, hey, you can come over for dessert, but you can't come over.
Now, I'll try to defend the people who wrote that. Maybe they're in a situation where they're fixed for the amount of space that they have for a sit-down meal.
No,
maybe.
I'm not an afterthought.
No.
Maybe have another dinner. Maybe, when we have all the leftovers, maybe have family come over a family day if you're not going to have the official Thanksgiving invites.
But there are ways around it because I bought a new dining room table and it doesn't hold 12 like my old one did.
Okay.
And so I went and asked ahead of time. I said to my husband, find out who in your family's coming.
Right.
And I'm just going to have a card table that is next to
it. It's like the kids' table we used to have, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So there are ways to accommodate it. I do understand that. And you give them the option. My sister-in-law, Sheila, I said, are you going to be eating at your in-laws? Are you coming for dessert or are you coming for the whole meal?
Right.
I gave her the chance. She goes, we're coming for the whole meal.
So what if you show up a little early and you see everybody that's there? You're like, oh, I'll just wait out here in the living room for dessert. That's awkward.
That's terrible.
No, I don't like a half invite. That's what it sounds like to me.
Text us your sister-in-law's number and we'll call her and tell
we'll
her she's
it.
Mean.
And ask her what her justification was. Yeah.
Akilah Easter is here, lifestyle expert, etiquette coach. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach us very easily at 312-981-7200. More after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I didn't write it, you know.
I've got a scruple. I've got one scruple left, and I want to lose it before the end of the year, Wendy. Akilah Easter is here. She's a lifestyle expert. She's an etiquette coach. She's here to help you. The holiday is a very difficult time for a lot of people, manners-wise, but she's here to help. Akilah, give out your website so people can find you there.
Sure. It's Akilah CT. It's my name. Akilah, S as in Sam, ITI.com.
Perfect.
All right. We asked about a sister-in-law who just invited the family for dessert, not for dinner.
Okay.
We said don't go, and she said thanks for confirming our thoughts.
Right.
And then someone else... A different person says, I didn't invite everyone for dinner. I don't see any reason why you can't just have some people for dinner and then some people for dessert.
I would do separate days if you're inviting different people. Like I said, what about the overlap? So you're saying at 6 p.m., everybody else get out? Or is it still...
No, they would probably
you have
still
enough
stay.
Space?
I'm
right.
guessing they would
So
still
you have enough
stay.
Space for everybody?
But hopefully, like if you say, like an extended family, if you say you guys all have somewhere to eat dinner, right?
Right.
If you do, then why don't you stop by for some coffee and dessert? We'll be here all night.
Okay.
That's not wrong.
No, yeah, that's a nightcap kind of, right?
Yeah,
so maybe
like
a nightcap, there's probably a couple hours in between dinner.
But you don't say, I'm not having you for dinner.
Do not show up around 3 to 5.
You will not be involved in that. However,
but it's okay to say, you know,
it's your prerogative.
You have somewhere to eat, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you're not saying, hey, you're not invited to this part of the day.
Now, since you brought up the kids' table, maybe it's just me, but I always thought that the kids' table was better than the big table. The conversation is livelier and more fun.
And there are crayons.
And there's crayons.
And you're not restricted.
You can draw pictures of scenes if you like.
You can eat with your fingers.
If you want
to. So all of those different
things. I'd rather be at the kids' table.
The kids' table's much cooler, right?
Yeah, I agree. That was always more fun. Jerry has called us, 312-981-7200. Jerry, we're talking to Akilah Easter, and we were talking about people arriving early. You have an idea?
Yeah, I don't have a question, but what I would always do, if somebody shows up early, and I'm not ready, you know, if they're a half hour early or whatever, I would put them to work.
Put them to work, Wendy. Hey, Jim, put up some siding. You're here early.
Here's a hammer.
More party related than that. But, you know, there's always stuff to do. And if they walk in and you're busy doing something, instead of them expecting you to stop and entertain them, have them help you out. You know, put out the cheese tray, peel some potatoes.
Not a bad idea.
Right.
And
they should volunteer. They should actually volunteer to assist the host.
Yeah.
Rather just sitting there.
basically, these are your closest friends and family. You're not inviting strangers.
That's true.
So, and most of them know the run of your kitchen. So
I'm a
control
freak.
One last thing here. One last thing here. If you're going to a party, and if it's a big party, and you don't remember every aunt and uncle from either side of the family, what I try and do is get there first. Not early, but first, and then kind of grab somebody who does know everybody, and then sit back, and as they walk in the door, you're basically re-meeting them. You're saying, who's this guy? Instead of walking in to 20 people, and you only know 10 of them.
Oh, that's
smart. Good advice.
Yeah.
Then you're stuck calling everybody man and pal and buddy.
Right.
Well, hey, yeah, man, pal, trick. Buddy, Jerry, have a good Thanksgiving.
Jerry, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Akilah, are Thanksgiving and or Christmas considered holidays where you're supposed to bring a hostess gift? If
yes.
you're attending somebody's house, a hostess gift, and I want to introduce a new idea, the host gift. I think the host should also get a gift, not just the hostess.
Oh, yes, sorry. We are very politically correct.
Yes, yes. But you do want to, if you're visiting somebody for either of those holidays,
something.
You should bring something. What is there a price range?
Ideas.
What do you think?
Traditionally is wine. I like to bring coffee table books, maybe
good.
A book of photography, something to that effect. I avoid bringing food because I don't know people's allergies and I don't know if it goes with the menu.
Mm.
And then you feel obligated to put it out. You're like, here's that Jell-O mold that you brought. You know, those different types of things. So I avoid bringing any types of food, maybe desserts like cookies and things such as that. But I like coffee or candles are a new thing. Coffee table books, those different types of things. Try to make it a little bit more unique and that you put some effort and you just didn't stop by the store real quick on your way there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned flowers, and I hate to say that I was rude to my husband one time. He got me flowers. It was for my birthday or Valentine's Day or something. And I said, thank you. That's awesome. And I love them. But then you do have to, like,
you
now
have
I
to
gotta
get
go
vase.
Find a vase and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So if you are getting some arrangement, I heard you mention
bring
sometimes,
that prepared.
Yeah. Yeah, like sometimes they have it in a vase, nothing major, but it's just
and that
self-contained.
Shows, and you could do it. Like if you're just getting fresh cut flowers, you can prepare it at home.
Yeah.
Right. And that shows that you put effort into it. I mean, sometimes we don't know how to arrange everything, but it's already arranged. You put it in some nice warm water and then you have it presented. You don't want to have somebody, I don't have a vase. Or I'm using all the vases, you know, for the event, you know. So you just want to make it as easy as possible for the host because they're already stressed out.
Right.
What about mint meltaways? I found that to be a good
host. What
about
mint meltaways? Yeah.
Yes.
You like those?
Right. Yes, I like any type of snacks.
And
right?
then you could always say, you know, because it's wrapped up, you could say you could either, you know, no need to serve them tonight,
right.
save
right.
them for yourself or,
right.
or another holiday party.
If somebody gives you a bottle of wine, as you suggested, is that a bottle that you want to open right away or do you put that in reserve for another time?
You can probably bring it for at the end of the meal.
Oh, yeah.
Depending, hopefully they brought a wine that kind of goes with turkey, if you're having turkey or something to that effect. Like
a stuffing flavored wine?
Yes, you know, there's all sorts of flavors.
Is this celery floating in it?
Yeah, I think there were some potato chips that were Thanksgiving flavored.
Oh,
like,
were
that's
they?
A new thing. Like, they're, I'm like, I don't know what Thanksgiving flavored is, but I imagine turkey and gravy.
Yeah.
But yes. But yeah, if you want to, they can open up maybe at the end of the dinner.
That seems right. Okay.
Holidays bring out the best in families and the worst in families. I will say that. But family is family. Sometimes we've lost someone very important to us and need to face the holidays. And I am very sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So I lost my father. What's today? I lost my father 2.5 months ago. So this is I had my first birthday already without him. So this will be my first holiday season without him. So if you're with family, everybody knows about the loss. So maybe before you have dinner, you can maybe give a memory of that person
That's
or discuss a memory
idea.
About them. And then you can make it fun, right? You don't want to bring everybody down. Maybe a fun memory of that person. Everybody goes around because we know traditionally we may go around and say what you're thankful for.
Yeah.
And then this time, because somebody recently passed, give a memory with respect to that. So my father's Stanley Easter.
Yeah. I've been at gatherings where there has been a toast to that person.
Yes.
And then as you suggested, if somebody wants to say something,
right.
that's always a nice
Let's
touch.
Let's do laughter
right?
instead of bringing it down, right?
That's
Perhaps
such a good
do
idea.
That like when you would traditionally do grace or before grace.
Yes.
Because
yes.
then, you know,
You have time to calm down.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Right. And to bring everybody together.
Or between quarters of the football game sometimes.
Real
is nice.
Quick.
If they were a football fan. Yeah.
He was a football
well,
fan.
Well, then that's
so,
the
yes,
appropriate time.
He would love it. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Once the team has beat the spread, right. then you mention.
Now we can give on.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're very sorry about your dad.
Oh, I appreciate that.
But Akilah, thank you for all this help. Very invaluable help for everybody.
Yes. Thank
give
you.
Give the website again for one more time
sure.
for people who want to find you.
It's at akilahct.com, akilahcity.com. Thanks so much, you guys.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That's Akilah Easter. We'll take a quick break, some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.